This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The bodies of some of the victims of a heavy overnight snowstorm in Pakistan were brought to Islamabad Saturday night. Temperatures fell to minus 8 degrees Celsius amid heavy snowfall at the mountain resort town of Muri overnight Friday and early Saturday, killing at least 22 people who were stuck in their vehicles. Officials said most of the victims died of hypothermia. Mourners were seen crying as ambulances carrying the bodies of victims drove through the streets while colleagues showered the vehicles with rose petals. Located about 45 kilometers north of the capital of Islamabad, Muri is a popular winter resort that attracts more than a million tourists annually. Streets leading into the city are often blocked by snow in winter. Aid workers in Ethiopia's Tigray region, citing local authorities and eyewitness reports, say an airstrike killed 56 people and injured 30 Friday night, including children, in a camp for displaced people. Hilodite reports from Addis Ababa.
Ethiopian government officials have not confirmed the reported strike that hit an area of the Debi town near the border with Eritrea. Aid workers, who asked not to be named because they are not authorized to speak to the media, told Reuters this strike occurred Friday night. An aid worker said victims were brought to Shireshul General Hospital, adding the camp was a residence for elderly women and children. The reported airstrike happened after the government released detained Tigray People's Liberation Front senior leaders and other politicians Friday night in an attempt to curb the country's crisis. Kilmudite for VOA News, Addis Ababa.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. This is VOA News. Taliban authorities in Afghanistan on Saturday arrested an outspoken critic of the government, drawing strong calls for his immediate release from civil society activists. Family members said security forces took Faizullah Jalal, a professor of law and political science, forcefully out of his residence in the Afghan capital, Kabul. In a statement late Saturday, Taliban spokesman Zabihullah Mujahideen confirmed the arrest of Jalal, accusing him of inciting people to violence against the government through his social media posts. Amnesty International tweeted that it condemned Jalal's arrest for exercising his freedom of expression and criticizing the Taliban on a TV show. The United States and allied nations withdrew their remaining troops from Afghanistan August 30th, and the Taliban have since consolidated their control of the country. The James Webb Space Telescope has completed its two-week-long deployment phase, unfolding the final mirror as it readies to study every phase of cosmic history. Astronomer and NASA spokeswoman Michelle Thaler said that the James Webb Space Telescope will scan the cosmos for light streaming from the first stars and galaxies.
It's built to answer some incredible questions about the origins of stars and galaxies and planets, the origins of us, the possibility of there being environments like the Earth on planets around other stars, and many, many things in between.
Webb blasted off in an Ariane 5 rocket from French Guiana on Christmas Day. Its infrared technology allows it to see the first stars and galaxies that formed more than 13 billion years ago, giving astronomers new insight into the earliest epochs of the universe. Democratic Party leaders, including the current president and former President Obama, gathered in Las Vegas Saturday for a memorial for the late Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid. AP's Julie Walker reports.
Personal friend Carole King performed. Former President Obama delivered the eulogy, remembering how Reid was a man who got things done, like helping to pass the Affordable Care Act.
Being tough, being a fighter, was one of Harry's singular characteristics.
President Biden spoke of Reid's legacy.
Harry Reid will be considered one of the greatest Senate majority leaders in history.
Reid's granddaughter, Ella Joy, was one of several family members who lovingly remembered him.
We are grateful that Poppy is at rest and he is no longer in pain.
He died in December at home in Nevada at 82 from pancreatic cancer. I'm Julie Walker.
Find more at our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA.